The executive producer for this episode of Walnut Grovecast is Spunky Cheek. Hello and welcome to the newest episode of Walnut Grovecast. For the next couple months, Walnut Grovecast is returning to a weekly schedule. Along with Walnut Grovecast, I am working hard to finish up episodes of Bonnet Heads and The Little House Book Club. Included in those side projects are more of your favorites, such as Wagon Talks, character discussions, interviews with cast members, and so much more. By now, you must have read Kelly Mielke's hilarious addition to the website, The Prairie Review. If not, please visit walnutgrovecast.com, and it's right there. It's right on top. As always, these shows and articles are not only free of charge, they are commercial free. I would like to thank the following supporters for making that possible. Michelle Ferguson, Aaron McManus, Chelsea Wofford, Marissa Baker, Brandon Letulier, Leah Chiapino, Cheryl Van Dusen, Thoy Rodriguez, Angie Zidava, Cheyenne Hampton, Chris Hassler from the VHS Rewind podcast, Laura Solarin, Dean Almanzo Butler, Spunky Cheek, Dana Wilkins, Chantel Dubois Nishiyama, Melissa Halfpint Gilbert, Suzanne Holland, Leah Mitchell from the Retro TV podcast, Michelle Tarrier, Brian C. Mellenbacher, Margaret LaVisca, Jennifer Jones, Julia Schroeder, Tanya Weber, Leah Chiapino, J.J. Hurley, Elizabeth Villamagna, Robin Lee, Matilda Smith-Thompson, Shannon Quinton, Lydia Kikuchi from Late Nights with Hitchcock podcast, Elvira Dabas, Candy Gleason, Megan Eichner, Kelly Mielke from the Dr. Quincast podcast, Alicia Olin, Rachel Boren, Stephanie Carnes, Julia Monin, The No Agenda podcast, Peyton England, Matthew Mercier, Stacey Keller, Bobby Young, Teresa Trapp, Jeannie Schneider-Mitchell, Max Duration, Katie Bollinger, Whitney Cole, Laura Furman, Val Williams, Ann Quinn, Jeannie Comer, Aaron Wortman, Don Roberts, Rebecca Harris, Sherry Benner, Angela Bowen from the Looking Back on My Wonder Years, A Wonder Years podcast, Susan King, Jeff Griffin, Megan Parker, Brian Sellers, Stephanie Bailey, Andre Yarkison, Rhonda Ludwig, Stacey Corrigan, Whitney Griggs, Julia Jin, Jill Stellman, and finally Chris Cooling from the Forgotten TV podcast. Thank you all for your support. You make this podcast possible, and in my eyes, this is truly your podcast. So if you have any ideas, suggestions, please feel free to reach out. If you would like to support Walnut Grovecast, please visit patreon.com/walnutgrovecast. Without further delay, please enjoy the newest episode of Walnut Grovecast. Hello, this is Mark, and you are listening to Walnut Grovecast. I hear you laughing. Whoops. Oh my God, it's not pausing. There we go. What the heck just happened?
You know it's season six when, what's her name, gets her little guitar. Carrie gets a little guitar.
That's her getting the mirror. That's like where the sniper takes her out. It's like, in The Jerk? With, you know, he hates those cans. My name is Mark, and I'm on with Chris Hassler, returning to the show. How are you doing, Chris?
Hello, Marky.
How are you?
It's Chris you're talking to himself.
Top of the morning to you.
As sure as Christopher is a saint.
Hey, I just thought of something. St. Patrick's Day is in just a week and a half.
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize that. You're right. Hmm. I don't celebrate that because I don't drink, so try not to drink.
Right.
Also, I don't get invited to any St. Patrick's parties. Ah. But anyway.
One of the greatest memories I have from working in Manhattan was having to work on St. Patrick's Day each and every year, which I'm sure you've done a number of times. And That's getting off of the disgusting Long Island Railroad and getting into, you have to take that walk from Penn Station yep. to the subway. And as I'm walking there, you pass several pubs that are open on St. Patrick's Day. And I just remember seeing just a cute, like, maybe 13, 14-year-old girl with her hands grasping a sewer, vomiting green fluid into it. Yes. And retching, and her friend just kind of walking in a circle, and it's just kind of, it's a wonderful thing to see youth on St. Patrick's Day, the innocence taken away by far too many green beers.
Oof, that's why I stay away from the city on St. Patrick's Day.
Oof, indeed.
I dislike rowdy drunk people.
Yeah, I don't. St. Patrick's Day to me just never really resonated. It seems like more of a dare than anything.
Certainly to eat the food, like corned beef and cabbage. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I like cabbage, but I'm just not really into. I'm not really into gooey meat, I guess.
Boiled meat. I don't like boiled meat.
It reminds me of that scene in Better Off Dead where she makes the bacon. And it's like, I boiled it. And it's like, you said you don't like it so greasy. Better Off Dead. Great thing. I think we reviewed that on VHS Rewind.
That must have been a long time ago.
Yeah. VHS Rewind's been there since the early days of podcasting.
Is it still in the archives? Oh, yeah. It's still available, right?
Everything's in the archives. It's just you have to find it.
we have a new episode of that coming out, don't we?
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we do. Roadies. VHSrewind.com. And yeah, we have Roadies coming out. I just have to find the time to edit it. Not much editing, but I just have to find the time to do it and release it. It'll happen this week.
I didn't curse once. What do you have to edit?
No, I don't mean edit. I mean, it's just kind of created. So, and we do a video on that. So I don't, maybe I might even release video for that. So, all right, let's get right to the nitty gritty of all of this. And we get to...
What episode are we doing?
We're doing a Valentine's Day episode, believe it or not.
March.
No, February 18th. This came out on February 18th, 1980.
Ah.
It's called Second Spring. And this is one of the ones that people don't like, this episode. People have issues.
I am going to drill you like on this episode. And what? Hey, it's Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Someone just came into the shop.
Womp womp womp. So,
like, what this episode means, how it resolves. You know, I'm just. This is the episode, frankly, I've been waiting for because I never understood how Nels stays with Harriet.
Yeah.
He knows that she's hated.
And he knows that she's awful.
He knows that she's awful. She's awful to him.
But we all love Harriet. Somehow.
But this episode makes it, I don't know, makes it really, really hard. I mean, they really make her into such a shrew.
Yeah, I think that this episode attempts to accomplish two different things. And one is that sometimes a marriage needs a reset, I think, where it's like, sometimes you just got to take a break and everything can work out, which seems very, very storybook kind of fluffy. But the other thing I think that it's hoping to accomplish is that an affair, which is what I refer to what happened between Nels and this young lass,
Molly,
is okay. That's what I think it's trying to accomplish. And I don't agree with that.
Right. I was going to say, isn't that a bit...
But I think it's what the show was maybe had a little bit of a sub kind of, what would you call that, like an ulterior motive trying to accomplish.
Do you think that was what it was trying to do with Michael Landon, Mr. Catholic preaching, Catholic, Christian, Jewish. Christian preachings, just the way Michael Landon reacts to what he sees Nils doing.
Because here's
like,
the thing.
I couldn't understand why he was reacting that way, because he hates Harriet too. He knows from like this opening scene.
Well, let's
where,
yeah,
you know, just that Harriet is terrible to him. Mm-hmm. She's terrible to everybody. So suddenly, you know, when what happens happens, and Michael Landon almost joins a three-way, you know.
Oh my! You see him starting unbuttoning his shirt.
You saw Molly trying to like, oh, you want to stay? Oh, excuse me, Nels. I have to take care of this fine young hairy man.
This episode made me feel a little bit old. Not going to lie. It made me think like,
yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you.
But let's get into it. This is, we have this opening shot of Willie stuffing more candy than he can possibly swallow into his mouth and his gullet.
And Nels turning into a child beater.
He gets busted.
Willie. What have you got in your mouth?
Uh-huh.
Then your teeth must be swollen. Now open your mouth. For goodness sake, open your mouth. Now,
Nels, for heaven's sake.
I told you to open your mouth.
Nels,
you let it open
your mouth.
Slap him.
Punch him.
What did I tell you about that candy?
It's not eating all.
All right.
Oh, my God. He looks like a squirrel. So much candy in his mouth.
Was Harriet always so protective of
yes.
Willie too?
Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
Willie
too?
Unhand him.
I know. I don't remember. I know she was like Nellie's. You know, Nellie was the favorite. I didn't realize that she protected Willie too.
Yeah, no, she's. I think she is our original helicopter parent. In a lot of ways. You know the helicopter parents, right?
The ones whose kids go bad, yes.
Yeah. yeah, those.
Oh, well, now.
Sorry.
Even Nell says it. Like, listen, I mean, he is dreadful to this kid.
Yeah.
See there, he didn't. He see that he left some.
That jar was more than half filled when I left.
Well.
Half empty. And I just love Willie. He's just like, I'm just innocent.
He's just a schoolboy. He was just having a little after school snack.
Looks more like an after school orgy to me. Oh. How can we run a store if he's going to devour the stock?
Well, I'll worry about that. It's my store.
I thought it was our store.
Well, all right. But who is the one who made it the extraordinary success that it is?
No supper.
I love it. No supper. And he's crying.
Mama?
Wait, just listen.
Mama! Oh, Willie, my little lamb, your father doesn't mean that.
I certainly do!
Oh, Nels, how can you say that? Why, he's just a growing boy.
Yes, growing worse every day.
Wow. Now, I think he's a little bit harsh to his own child here, personally.
Yes.
It's not like he caught him swapping the morphine out with sugar. Or for sugar, rather.
What a terrible thing to say about your son.
Well, the way you coddle him, he's becoming a terrible thing to have for a son.
Don't listen
to
him.
Father saying that.
Yeah, that's harsh.
Really?
Harriet, will you stop it? Will you stop interfering when I am trying to discipline my son?
He is my son, too.
Will you stop it when I'm trying to abuse my kid psychologically and scar him for life? Jeez, poor kid.
More so.
How do you figure that?
I bore him.
Well, you bore me too, but that doesn't make you my mother.
That's like a Groucho Marx joke right there.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean?
I know what I mean. No supper.
We'll see about that.
Yes, we certainly will. Now, you get out of here before I stuff that candy-crammed head into that jar.
Oh, Nick. Oh,
so, of course, Charles has to come in at the same exact time that Willie's going and running out.
Right.
Sorry, Willie.
Charles, I apologize for my son.
You don't have
Charles's hair is rare form. It's in rare form.
Let me take a look at it.
For my son.
You're right. You should. What can I do for you, Charles?
I love that. What can I do for you, Charles? How are you, fella? So, but yeah, Charles's hair looks pretty good. I mean, he always looks kind of like a Lego figure. And you know what? Charles is looking for a discount. And you know how you know that? Because that top button is unbuttoned. And he's got $3 burning a hole in his pocket because what did Charles Ingalls, the perfect man, do?
Right? Is this out of character or what?
Oh, my God.
Let's go. Well, I'd like to get something kind of nice for Carolyn.
How nice?
A rasher of ham? Bacon?
I've got $3.
Well, how about a wool shawl? That's nice and very practical.
So $3 is equivalent to about $75 now. It's a lot of money.
We're going to go into a lot about money because he's spending $3. First of all, did he spend the entire $3 for this perfume that he's about to get?
Probably.
He's spending $3, $75. So that's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. For a dirt farmer? Yeah.
It comes out late. All right, we'll get there. I just want to.
Well, it's something to keep in mind.
Yes.
Now, something a little less practical and a little more romantic.
Romantic?
I'm in the doghouse. I forgot my anniversary.
I wish I could forget mine.
Again, a Groucho Marx type of zinger.
Why don't you just take her out to dinner, Charles?
Right. What? Where? To Nelly's?
No, to what's that town over?
Mankato or Mankato. Sleepy Eye?
Yeah.
Open up Sleepy a nice. Eye. Yeah, go get some escargot and them snails.
I know an Irish lass will make a nice dinner.
Yeah, Molly will hook them up. She might even visit them in the middle of the night. She'll have a little jig for them.
How about some French perfume? Very impractical, but very romantic.
Fragrance d'amour. All right, I'll take it.
Good. Just take the first thing he offers.
Right. It's kind of like, it's like going into Best Buy or somewhere and say, I need a high-end stereo system. Maybe not Best Buy, but I need a stereo. And it's like, all right, this one.
Has this Crosley.
Crosley. You want to play records? This one will do. And it's on sale today for $39.95.
I'll take it.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. When it plays records, it actually peels through the vinyl. Like strips of vinyl.
Don't forget, you've got a tongue in the oven.
All right, so here we are with tongue. Have you ever eaten tongue?
I have not.
I attempted to make it once. I bought the cow tongue, and you're supposed to slice it and peel it back. And then, I don't know, I didn't really get it. But from what I understand, people really love a good tongue sandwich.
Can we talk about food in this episode?
Sure.
Because, all right, Nels is having tongue. I can only imagine that that's really expensive. It comes out later, like in the next scene.
I don't know.
Charles and family is having veal. I mean, that's got to be at least $8 a pound.
Wait a minute. Really? I didn't catch that. They were having veal?
Yes, he says it in the beginning. They're having veal there. They're making tongue here. When it goes to Molly's, she's got a leg of lamb. And I was like, isn't this all like very expensive
stuff?
Well,
remember, I mean, you know, they do have farm animals.
I guess. And they're they kill it.
Cheap if you know.
You kill it, you skin it, you eat it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just not really sure if tongue is expensive.
I can't. And then Willie's like Jones in the eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, Willie loves
eating.
If
I was his age, I would not want to be eating tongue.
Tongue. So let's see. Nellie comes in, and
she needs help over at her restaurant.
Yeah.
Father, a family of eight just came into my place.
Wonderful.
They're very hungry.
So feed them.
They don't want cold sandwiches, and you know I can't cook.
Like mother, like daughter. Harriet, I can't run back and forth between here and Nellie's cooking for us and her customers as well.
Oh, Nell, don't be so selfish.
All right, I'll be generous. You cook for Nellie.
Well, now you're just being mean and petty and spiteful.
Why? The restaurant wasn't my idea. It was yours. Besides, I thought a woman's place was in the kitchen.
Ouch. Oh,
you and your old-fashioned ideas. I am not a woman. I am a merchant.
It's just so weird. She's like just eating in his face like this apple. It's like, you're not doing anything really, you know, constructive. Least you could do is help.
I was curious. Did they have divorce back in these days?
Yeah, of course.
People could get divorced back then?
Sure. I think there were definitely laws that were connected. Like, I think the man still had a say if... I don't know exactly all of this, so I'm just guessing that the man still had a say if he didn't want the divorce to happen, or there needed to be some level of evidence if the woman wanted a divorce. Like, it had to be like an abusive situation that was apparent. The good old days.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I can't believe you said that. So we get to the little house, and we see a very, very unhappy Caroline.
Dressed pretty, though. That's a nice dress she has.
She looks great. But, yeah, I mean, she's... I don't know if you've ever forgotten, like, a big event like this, but this is probably one of these things that you don't want to do. Whoops.
That's really good pie.
It has poison in it. I hope you die.
Look at her. She looks like she wants to kill him.
Right. It all of a sudden turns into like a very dark story.
Lizzie Borden.
Right.
Isn't that good pie, kids? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what was good. The veal was good. Never had veal like that. Have you had veal like that before? Mm-hmm.
It's funny, all of a sudden it's like a Goodfellas like episode. Like, I sell down every night, Ma. It's like, I don't know, the way he's like talking to everybody so casually. Delicious veal. Do you ever have veal that's good? It's delicious. Delicious veal.
Mom's not having it, though. Look at her. She's...
No, she's ready for the zinger. Listen to the zinger.
I'm glad you appreciate something.
Ouch. Oh, twisting that knife.
Albert's like, doop, doop, doop.
Albert's like, veal sure was good.
Can I have more?
I don't know who crocheted that vest that Laura's wearing, but it might have been my grandma.
I think I might have had one like that.
Right. I'm pretty sure I had one of these, but it had stripes. Made by my grandma.
Favor and take care of the supper dishes, all right?
Why are you whispering? So Charles, he's like, I'm going to fix everything, and asks Caroline to come outside.
Now, is Caroline unreasonable here?
No.
But let's play through for a sec.
Yeah. I got you a little present.
It's a little late, isn't it? Yesterday was our anniversary.
I know that, and I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, there's no need to apologize. I understand. Perfectly. It just wasn't important enough to remember.
Oh. Carol, that is not true. There is nothing more important than our anniversary, but between working at the mill and...
Nothing more important?
Building this house for you, doing the chores.
Oh, wait, what?
In the morning, Jesus, can you imagine what Charles does every day on a day-to-day basis?
Do you know what Ma does on a day-to-day
basis? This woman has got the nerve.
This woman. I don't know. I think Caroline works just as hard, if not harder, than Charles.
Oh, all right. I'd like to see her put on a roof. Go ahead.
Well, let's just say that after Wednesday, because Wednesday's Mending Day, that she'll put a roof on. She could. She's thistled the wheat. She gets out there and she...
She doesn't do that. She has Albert do it.
No. This is all before Albert. Now she's a little bit lazier because she has Albert. Sure. Because
now she has Carrie and Albert do it.
Carrie's just like, I just don't want to look at the stick wall. I have bad dreams.
It just slipped my mind. I'm sorry, please.
Charles, I didn't want a present. I just wanted to be remembered.
I'm remembering.
Well, I remembered. I just remembered a day late, that's all. You don't even have to call it a present. Just call it a peace offering. I'm sorry.
And she opens
what
it and...
What did she get him? What did she get him, I'd like to know.
How about a bunch of beautiful children? How about that? But she opens it up, and it's a pipe, and it's like already packed with like some of the finest weed that you can get in North America. No, it's not.
Fragrance d'amour.
It's kind of funny because I thought she was going to roll her eyes, kind of like, this is tacky.
She kind of just did.
No, because, but then she knows that the popcorn's going to be popped in a few minutes because she takes a whiff.
Smells nice. Sort of romantic.
That's why I had mine.
Wink, wink.
And very expensive.
Nothing's too expensive for you, you know.
You shouldn't have. We could have spent the money on something more practical. Something you really need.
Me? I don't need anything.
You do. You need a calendar with our anniversary marked in red.
So I don't think she was unreasonable. I don't think she was unreasonable, but I understand. I don't know. I just think that she was, it's not like she was yelling. It's not like whatever. She was just being kind of, she was holding a grudge for a day.
Right. And I know we're trying to show like they have a great marriage and Harriet and Nils don't. And was there ever an episode where Rawls might have strayed? I can't remember.
Well, I'm not going to say that he would have strayed, but there are a couple of episodes where we have the widow who he's working off buying the plates, and Laura thinks that Laura and Mary think that the widow is, you know, going to steal away their pa.
Oh, and that was a Three's Company episode. Yes.
these are all kind of Three's Company-ish.
This one, too, yeah, comes up later.
And there was another time where he goes away to buy horses. And there's a family, and the family is just completely screwed up. So Charles gets really close to the wife and the
son. I think I remember this one, yeah.
And it's too close, in my opinion. I think just far, you know, I think that he doesn't see how, he doesn't realize his sexiness.
Hey, he wears his shirt open.
Yeah. Like,
three buttons down.
So here we go. There's fire, basically. That's what's going on here.
Fire!
What?
The
tins are fine.
I can't put it out. Take the cake out in 5 minutes.
Shit.
And don't slam the door.
Oh, hurry up!
Oh.
Supper will be ready in a few minutes.
She just leaves the whole kitchen unattended. They need Caroline in that kitchen.
Right? Why not hire somebody? I don't understand why they don't hire anybody.
Well, I just think the restaurant in general is such a money pit. That it's just crazy. But Nels goes into their kitchen. I'll play some of this because it's pretty visual, but it's also he kind of loses his crap here.
House. Why didn't you take it out of the oven like I told you to?
Well, I don't know. I forgot.
Oh. Someone stole my ham.
Oh, for
cake fell.
I told you not to slam the door.
I didn't. Oh.
And we also see, before this, a dog kind of wanders in, grabs the ham.
That was just a random dog that was in the...
You know, in the beginning, you see this dog kind of coming into town with a family, it looks like. So, not really sure whose dog that is.
Oh,
for good...
Well, took it out of the oven and dropped it on the floor.
That's wonderful.
I'm hungry. When's supper?
I thought I told you no supper! No supper for any of us. God deliver me from my family and other fools.
Who are you calling a fool?
I thought I made that
clear.
What am
I supposed to do about supper?
Yeah, me too.
Figure it out for yourself. You too, Harriet. I say that a man's place is not in the kitchen.
So he essentially quits the same way Kelly quits the podcast pretty much on a daily basis.
Wow.
No, we just have this ongoing thing with her quitting, which is
fun.
He
keeps going, though. This is where he says, out of this marriage.
He looks like he's going to cry.
I know where I'm going. As soon as I can arrange it, I am getting out of this house, and I am getting out of Walnut Grove.
Oh, my. My, oh, my, oh, my.
And just say Emmy for Mr. Olsen.
You know what? It's a long time coming, right?
I want to know why in the opening credits, same credits every week, you get Nellie, you get Harriet, but Richard Bull, like, he's only when the episode starts, you know, and he's on that roll call when the episode starts. He's not part of that main opening with all the other townies, you know. I was like surprised by that. I was,
yeah, you
is
know,
he not like a central figure?
I would have loved to know what kind of conversations were had, where in what order these were presented, right?
What do you mean?
In what order, you know, because like you were saying, like at one point, you know, Richard Bull, when does his name come in? And is that something to negotiate? You know what? I'm going to go to it right now. I'm kind of curious. Curious to this. I'm just going to...
So he's here. Oh, you got to get... No, it's after this. It's when the episode starts.
But yeah, I mean, So Michael Landon, I'm just going to replay the beginning because I just think it's worth watching. So Michael Landon's name was already there. Then we have Karen Grassley. So who gets billing right after Karen? Laura herself. Then Mary. She hates those cans. Then we get the twins.
Carrie gets it.
Yeah.
Here comes the town.
All right, there we go. So we have Catherine McGregor, Allison Arden.
All the Olsons except Mills.
Then even Matthew Labrador, who's barely in the episode. Let's just see. At what point do we get Richard Bull? See that dog, by the way?
Yep.
That's the dog. Following along. We get a guest star before. I don't even know who Dan Reardon is. There we go. That's like seventh or eighth billing.
After, like, the one-timers who were in this episode once.
Yeah. You know, I've never really paid too much attention to the order of these. And
Let's talk about the practicality of Nels' plan here.
Oh, it's like Amazon Prime. It's like Amazon Prime, the fresh thing, where they just deliver right to you.
But yeah, without the drones.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, what does he decide to bring?
Can we all admit that the drone thing was completely false and fake? Because...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Like, during the pandemic, don't you think the drones would have come in pretty handy? So let's just all admit it. The drones from Amazon was complete hogwash. All right, moving on. Same thing as, like, you know, the Amazon thing going to the moon. It's just as much hogwash.
Well, they really did that.
They didn't go to the moon. They want to go to
the moon. Well, they went into space.
Yeah, one day man will actually go to the moon. No, I'm kidding. The Earth is flat. 'Tis not.
All right. I want to know how Nels chooses to, what he chooses to put into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not going to get dirty on all those dirt roads. And I don't know.
He's got compartments. Kinda... This thing is like pretty nice, actually. I bet you Charles Ingalls built this thing.
Right? That was my next question. Where the hell did this thing come from?
He ordered it. It's catalog. Whoops. Let's get that volume back up.
Oh, Nels, I still don't think that this is a good idea.
Well, I do. Homes and farms all over Hero Township.
We don't normally get a Harriet just sitting on the steps type of moment.
Legs apart.
not in an inappropriate way, though.
A wagon store that comes right to them will be a great convenience. Save all those trips into town. Now, you'll see, it's going to be a big success.
Well, what about me and the children?
Well, you've got the store, Nellie's got her place. I've got nothing except your kitchens. I'm just the chief cook and bottle washer around here. Now I've got something of my own.
Nels Olsen, I absolutely forbid you to go.
Harriet, I have told you before that we have got to spend some time apart. Because if we're not already crazy, we sure as sin are driving each other there at a gallop. From now on, everybody takes care of himself.
When will you be back?
When my stock runs out.
Now, what do you think about the way Nels is treating this situation?
What do you mean? Like, I wanted him away from her.
But
like,
do you think that he's being a bit, like, ridiculous at all? I mean, or do you think he's just completely in the right? I mean, I think he could use a break. I think their relationship could absolutely use a break.
Yeah.
But he's really just kind of bailing in this kind of dismissive and just aggressive way, I think. Like, when will you be back? When my stock is out. It's a bit much. I'm sorry, let's stop the show. Do you want to get your phone? I'm just kidding.
No.
While you're doing that, I'm going to get to, let's see. We also notice when he's riding, the horse...
He almost falls over.
You saw that? I was like, Whoa, they hit like a pothole or something.
That would be a blooper.
That would be awesome. All right, let's see. Not Charles yet. But Nels now, arrives. I'm sorry, go on.
Listen as we meet this Irish lassie and let it play and turn it up because she sounds and talks like an Irish Yoda.
What do you mean? What
if it's
mean
a
you?
Room you'd be wanting. It's a room you be finding.
I tend to have Yoda-isms. I tend to do this backward speak thing. So I know. I completely admit to it. But all right. So yeah, let's listen for her her Yoda dialect.
On St. Patrick's Day, no more we'll keep his color can't be seen. For there's a bloody law against the wearing of the green.
Not a great singer. So let's just throw that right out there. I mean, doesn't sing quite like an angel, in my opinion.
I met with Napper Tandy, and he took me by the hand, and he said, how's poor old Ireland, and how does she stand? She's the most distressed of country that ever you have seen.
Excuse me. Oh. I hope I didn't frighten you.
Ah, no. Top of the evening to you, sir.
Good evening. I'm looking for a room.
Well, Begorry, you've come to the right place, you have. It is important how some are running here, you know.
You've come to the right place, you have. Yeah, I guess that is a bit of a...
She just goes crazy with it.
Yeah.
You're Molly?
That I be, Molly Reardon, herself. Sure as Patrick is a saint.
That I be. I'm looking for Master Yoda. Whoa, Yoda, you seek Yoda.
Oh, who might you be?
I'm Nels Olsen. Himself.
Well, Nels Olsen, himself.
You will learn the ways of the Force. That'd be awesome. Like, Nels is going to learn the Force from Molly. Master Molly.
If it's a room you're after wanting, it's a room you got. And food, too. If you ain't already supped and have a craving for some nourishment.
I would love it if there was, like, something where... Who created Yoda, the puppeteer?
Frank Oz.
Yeah, Frank Oz. If Frank Oz was like Molly's like dad or something, or something like that, you know, like he saw this character, and he's like, oh, I love this character. Like they said that like Yoda's eyes are modeled after Einstein's eyes, for instance. Like it would be kind of funny if he's like, oh yeah, I modeled his whole dialect after Molly on the episode of Little House.
I haven't had a bite all day, but I have to take care of my horse and wagon first.
Ah, then you better shake your tail for this man. The livery is a spit and holler down the road to the left. And while you're putting up your animal, I'll be putting on the vickles.
What the fuck are vickles?
I think she said vittles.
Vittles?
Yeah, maybe vittles, like food.
Oh, I kept doing Google searches for vickles, wickles. I heard ickles.
All right, let's go back.
Vittles.
And you better shake your tail for this man. The livery is a spit and holler down the road to the left. And while you're putting up your animal, I'll be putting on the vickles.
Yeah, she does say Vickles.
Vickles, see?
I think she's having a little sip, if you know what I'm saying.
Now, I just want to, let's talk about Molly for a second. This episode, we learn nothing about her. Like, we just don't know why she becomes attracted to Nels mm-hmm. in that way. I mean, she's pretty fair looking.
I think she's a beautiful woman. She's clearly 15, 20 years younger.
Right? And that Yoda speak is sexy as hell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And she's got makeup on.
Are there no other men in this town?
I
just don't get it.
She's a redhead. She's very, she's just very, very colorful. Yeah.
Alive. I mean, I know why Nels is attracted to her.
Maybe she falls in love every week. I don't know.
I mean, all that we learn, according to, and we'll get there, is that she's got daddy issues.
Don't we all?
What's it called when you love your daddy? You know, she's
like, anyway. Well, it's not Oedipus. What's the opposite of that?
I have like no idea.
When you fall in love with your daddy. I'll look it up. I'll find it out. But here's the next clip while I'm doing that search.
Proof is in the eating.
Yeah, I didn't notice anybody else around.
Good. And you're not given to visions. During the week, my business is slower than Patty's pig climbing the mountains of Morn. And the weekend, they give me my business. Market days, right?
Same in Walnut Grove.
That's where you're from, Ben? Walnut Grove?
It's my home base. Can I help?
Oh, you cannot for sure. There's a woman's place. It is in the kitchen.
And he's like, I like the way that sounds. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is kind of crazy. I'm looking it up, and all I'm finding is, you know, it's weird when you do these kind of searches. We kind of fell into this when we did the review of Roadies. I think of Roomies. Actually, I'm surprised we didn't bring that up when we did the review. I love Roomies with Corey Haim. So we went on this like thing where you did like a crazy search. Search. I forgot what it was for. But you got like kind of a warning that like the term that you're searching for is kind of
Yes. Why did that happen to you?
No, but I'm like, I'm down a rabbit hole of like what is it called when a daughter is in love with her father? You know, on a list.
I cleaned my cookies for like the last 6 years.
Whatever cookies are, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll be
fine. I was worried there for a day.
I'm sure it won't come up in a creepy interview in 15 years from now.
You get on into the parlor and rest your weary bones.
When your daughters are like running for like the president of the United States, I'm sure that search won't come up at all. Your entire podcast career will not be brought up in front of Congress.
It's been erased.
Can you imagine, like, our poor kids?
Your hard day's work.
Are you sure there's nothing I can do?
Sure as the Pope's cat. They'll be all with the nails
open. Sure as the Pope's cat?
I love it. Or hat. Isn't the Pope's hat?
Are you sure there's nothing I can do? Sure as the Pope's hat.
I don't
get it.
You get on into the parlor and rest your weary bones after your hard day's work.
Are you sure there's nothing I can do?
Sure as the Pope's cat.
Cap, maybe.
Cap.
Yeah.
Cat.
No, cat, anyway. Like C-A-P, like his cap. But I still don't know what that means.
Sure as the Pope. Anyway, I love her. She's so adorable.
Yeah, she is.
With your nails, Olsen.
She's just posing for us.
Yeah. She's like, got another one. And this is the scene where you would normally, you know, if it was a modern movie or TV show, you'd see her take out a little bit of poison.
I was just going to say that. Strychnine.
Because you can't trust somebody who's this nice. Oh, my God. I'm down this rabbit hole of looking for it. But What's next? There are a lot of ferns. I counted 4 total ferns in this episode.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of ferns in this. We get a little bit of, we learn what her favorite drink is to serve after dinner. I'm sure you've had Irish coffee, right?
I have, yes.
But let me ask you.
Yes.
So is Irish coffee coffee with whiskey or with Bailey's?
I think it's whiskey.
That's what I always thought, but I think the lighter version would be with Bailey's.
Oh, that coffee is delicious.
Sure is.
Damn, you're looking fine, woman.
Yeah.
Irish coffee?
It tastes different than any I've ever had. It must be the whipped cream.
It makes me happier somehow. And that's the thing, if it's whipped cream, maybe it is Bailey's. But I don't know, did they have a liqueur like that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
To mention the drama of Irish spirit, I heard it.
Oh, that's the secret ingredient. Well, my compliments.
How about
to
another?
You...
But she did say a dram of the spirit, so that's like right, a shot. Right. I think a dram. Is a dram a shot?
I don't know for sure.
Yeah, a dram. I don't know either.
I don't know.
She does.
Shit like that.
She wants to teach you, Chris.
In just the right amount of garlic in the leg of lamb. A lot of people go overboard on garlic.
I know what you mean. And you can tell I'm coming a mile off.
Yes. Oh, and the mint sauce was perfect. Delicate, but...
Mint sauce.
Leg of lamb.
Like, can I have the mint sauce on the side? I like lamb, but with... I find with lamb, it's such a heavy meat... Such a fatty meat.
Fatty, yeah.
That you can't, you can only have a little bit of it. It's not like, you know, like a lean food. It just, it sits really with you.
I think when my dad used to make that, like he somehow crisped that fat up.
Yeah, and it would be delicious in that sense.
Yeah, oh man, oof, yeah. That was good.
Crackling, almost.
Subtle.
Your mother's recipe. God rest her soul.
How do you...
It'd be funny if he's like, is she still around? What does she look like? More my speed.
Make it.
Well, you start a fresh mint. Mind you, it's got to be perfectly fresh.
And they're basically just going on and on about this and...
About leg of lamb. I mean, talk about sexy talk.
Yeah, and then she's like, you sure know a lot about food, Nels Olson.
Cooking you do.
I should. I've been doing it all my life.
Oh, and you're not a married man?
No, I'm not. Well, I...
She's like...
I better be getting up to my bedroom. I want to get an early start tomorrow on my rounds. What's the number of my room?
And this is just kind of weird. It's like, well, we only have one room in the house. It's go right up there. It's mine with the heart. The one with the heart-shaped bubble bath.
The revolving bed.
It's like, remember that back in the 80s or 70s, they used to have those commercials for, like, those weird, oh, God, what was it called? Like, basically, like, a hotel with, like, heart-shaped bathtubs.
Whoa.
No, it was like a Poconos. It was like a Poconos place.
I'm looking.
You'll find it. But, if you could find that commercial on YouTube, that'd be hilarious to play. But that's kind of what I picture her having in her room, like heart-shaped.
Mount Airy Lodge?
Yes, Mount Airy Lodge. But
Pocono right, Gardens.
Yeah, I'm going to find the commercial.
Oh, the
1987.
And I'm pretty sure they're still around, but there's like a crazy commercial for Mount Airy Lodge. Let's see if I can find classic commercial for everyone to enjoy.
Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.
That was it, man. That was here it is. Let's see. See what I got here.
That's it.
Have every kind of winter fun at Mount Airy Lodge or Pocono Gardens. Beautiful rooms, fabulous food, headline entertainment. Winter, spring,
was that Dangerfield?
It was. Tony Bennett.
Yeah, at Pocono Garden. So, hey, I wonder
it's
if
just
that...
like Singles Place.
Wait, do you think that is still available?
Let's call that number.
I'm going to call that number right now. You think I won't? Wait, I'm doing it right now. All right, it's 1-2-1-2-2-1-2. That's an old school number, man.
Is that even around anymore? Like, can you have a 212 number?
About to find out.
I wish you could play it on air.
I can. Hope it's on somebody's house.
That would be awesome.
It's just ringing. Hi, is this beautiful Mount Airy Lodge? All right.
Sounds like a rotary phone.
Yeah. Be awesome if it was like a fax machine or something.
Yeah.
All right. That would have been kind of cool if it answered, but it didn't. So let's get back to Little House.
Establishment, I got no need for numbers. Just follow your nose to the top of the stairs. It's the first door on the right.
Right.
Wait, you say she has no need for numbers?
Right, because he asked what number is my room.
Why does she have no need for numbers?
Because it's a small establishment.
Still.
Guys, at this establishment, I got no need for numbers.
Okay. Go to the heart-shaped bathtub, and that one's yours. Now, do you think, at this point, it became inappropriate, of course, when she's like, you're married, and he's like, no, actually.
What do you mean, did it become inappropriate?
I mean, at
Nobody's
this point,
done anything yet.
No one has done anything, but he did lie.
Right, which he's about to... question himself, like, why did I do that?
Right, he looks in the mirror and he's like, what's going on with me? He's kind of like role playing at this point. Let's see, back in Walnut Grove, we're talking to Harriet, who is claiming the entire idea as her own.
So I told Nels that I have this splendid, absolutely unique idea for expanding the business, a wagon store. The idea being to take the merchandise to the customer and to all of those poor, unfortunate shut-ins out there in the country who can't possibly get into town.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yes. Yes, it is, isn't it? So I put Nels in charge.
You must miss him.
Well, I must confess, yes, it gets kind of lonely around here. Of course, I have the children. Well, that isn't quite the same thing, though, is it?
No, it isn't.
Says Caroline after a night with Charles.
Yeah, I mean, she comes in there stinking like her new perfume. She's got popcorn in her bonnet. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows what was going on behind those logs? Poor Carrie, who sleeps right across
from
them.
Kept the kids up all night.
Ma, pa.
Wait, you gotta play like Charles, Nell's just like laughing at.
You mean the jig?
Molly's jokes. No, before that, where she's, I don't know, telling these supposedly funny stories in her yoga speech.
Yeah. All right.
Tell the funniest stories.
But did you hear this one? Mike, Sister Pat, how'd you like to be buried in the Protestant graveyard? Sis Pat, Faith and I die first.
I just literally I would just go, I don't get it. Like, which one is Protestant? It's just, and then the Jew came out and he had horns. I don't know. Her jokes are, they go over my head.
No, don't tell any more. My My sides ache.
Emmy, Emmy.
He's like, he farts.
After leg of lamb, yes.
Yeah, exactly. He was undercooked.
All right, it's awesome. How about tripping the light, Fenton?
Well, all right.
Is that a bong on the left? What's going on in this place? But yeah, she puts on the old Victorola. Now, Molly seems to have some money, right?
Well, she's running this establishment with no help.
Yeah, but how much money could this little establishment really be?
With no customers.
Yeah, I mean, she's constantly cooking these full meals.
Of leg of lamb. You know how much that is?
Well, nowadays, yeah. But back then, it's probably...
Actually, it wasn't leg of lamb. This is when we discover it was actually the previous guest that she fell for.
Yeah.
Be my partner, then.
Well, I don't think I can do that.
Oh, sure you can. It's easier than falling in a bog. Yeah? Come on.
Falling in a bog?
See?
Like a swamp, like on, you know, in Yoda's world. Dagobah. Yeah, it escaped me for a moment. So he's doing the jig. He's running around. He's doing the Irish jig.
Oh!
Heart attack!
Yeah.
Oh!
He's funny.
Oh, my back. I'm much too old for this sort of thing.
Oh, will you stop blathering about being old? Sure, listening to you is enough to make a saint say his prayers backwards.
What?
See?
Wait, let's hear that again.
I'm much too old for this sort of thing.
Oh, will you stop blathering about being old? Sure, listening to you is enough to make a saint say his prayers backwards.
To have a saint say his prayer backwards.
You're so annoying, it would make a saint say his prayers backwards.
I mean, that's crazy.
Where she gets this stuff from.
I want to start, like, kind of using these in everyday speech.
I have already started. Like, have you? I'm talking to people. It's Chris Hasler you wish to talk to. That is he you're speaking to.
It is he. You're not
his
making
very
any
self.
It's like, with you going on like that, it makes it sound like a saint is saying his prayers backwards. I don't know. I don't know if I delivered that correctly.
You're a bit more mature than me for certain. But it's better than those callow young buckles who come shenanigan around after me. What's more, Nels, you don't look old to me. Remember, man, you're only as old as you feel.
Oh, boy.
For that, Molly Ringwald, you get a kiss.
And a little more.
And pretty much, they're married, right?
Right. At this point, she's like waiting for for him to pop the question.
I would love to see some of these shenanigans that we get to discuss, that we hear about. With the young people.
Wait, this was an image I did not want to see.
When Nels and Harriet in bed?
Yes, that was just too... I mean, it was just too...
It was a bit cringy. Because I feel, at this point, I also feel bad for Harriet. But I also feel bad for Nels at this point. I mean, he's literally going through a midlife crisis at this point.
Yes, yes.
And Harriet is just unaware of how she's really pushing him away. And it's so obvious to us, but you know. Now, what did you think of Nell's new outfit? I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
But you know, so in bed, there was just basically saying, you know, Harriet's like, did you miss me? And he's like, not really.
I was too tired. I was working hard.
Yeah, I felt
kind of... I've used this stuff. Myself many a time.
I just I felt bad. I did feel bad for her.
And why you're dressed like that? I mean, it certainly doesn't look very merchant-like.
He's got like a puma suit on.
He looks like a funeral director.
Yeah, it's a crazy outfit that he's got on. And it's like very fitted.
Well, I'm not a merchant anymore. You are. Remember, Harriet? I'm just an itinerant peddler. Besides, it looks good for my customers and it's very comfortable. Goodbye.
Nels, where can I contact you in case there's an emergency?
The boarding house in Tracy.
Well, what's the name of it?
Well, there's only one. It's my home base. It's very centrally located to all the rest of the township.
Now, he also, that's the second time he referred to something as his home base, which I thought was weird. He referred to Walnut Grove as his home base to Molly. And now he's saying that Molly's his home base. I don't know. I sympathize here with everyone.
With everyone?
Yeah, because I think that their relationship is, underneath all of this like craziness, is a loving relationship. It's just like such, her personality is so big that sometimes it really kind of goes against him, his whole life. But we learn later that the decisions and the way that this relationship has been going is not purely based upon Harriet's choices. It's also based on his own personal choices.
You notice, like, his kids aren't saying goodbye to him at all.
Yeah, they're like, whatever, you can go to hell. yeah, Nelly, Willie's kind of like, you said I can't have dinner. You're dead to me. Let's see. So he goes, he starts delivering stuff. He's kind of like, just delivering stuff. It's kind of an interesting way of that things were going. Charles comes by the mercantile, and we have Harriet, who is actually very pleasant and very happy almost to see Charles. I mean, we're all happy to see Charles, you know.
With those buttons undone.
Yeah. Just kind of swaggering in.
Well, good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Mrs. Olson.
How can I do for you?
I need some pipe tobacco for the road.
Oh, where are you off to?
I'm taking a grain shipment to Ballard. Oh. Nell still working on Tracy?
Yes.
When are you expecting back?
I don't know.
Do you ever smoke a pipe?
I have not.
I this is like something I messed around with back in the 90s. Like it would just...
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, well, with the pipe, you don't inhale, you know?
How can you not, though? Like, it just sits there on your...
Here's the thing. I've never smoked a cigarette, and I really don't know how to smoke things. Like, I'm like a child in that sense. So, the closest I've come to smoking something is really a cigar, for the most part. Like, every other way of having something has not been through smoking it. But with pipe, you basically, it's just... you just kind of put it in your mouth. Like, I can't explain it. Yeah.
I meant to ask you, like, this town Tracy, have you heard, is that, like, a known town? Like, we know Mankato.
No. I don't think that this town comes up again.
Okay, I was curious. Like, geographically, how far away is he? Seems like he's traveling for days since he can't come back same day. Although Pa does. So I thought, well, how far is this, really?
Yeah, let's... he said it was Tracy?
Tracy.
All right. I'm going to look it up.
I don't think I've ever heard that name before.
Me either.
He's been gone 10 days. Haven't heard from him.
Yeah, probably pretty busy with that wagon store. But he misses the family.
I suppose.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Why don't I stop there on the way back from Bellin? Look in on him.
Oh, I think he'd like that, Charles.
All right. You got any messages for him?
Well, just tell him that I love him.
Aw.
All right, have a nice day.
So Tracy is about 8 miles away from Walnut Grove.
That's it?
Yeah, right down the road.
Wow.
Yeah. So that would be a fair little trip, right?
Not really. I could walk 8 miles in probably 2 hours.
Wait, no, well, to walk it would take you about 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours.
This is where...
Oh, yeah, he comes back to Molly's place and hears chatter.
Nell does.
Yeah, Nell comes into Molly's. He's back in town. He's going to check in with his girl.
Sure, me darling. I'll be into town next week to sell me spuds at the market.
Spuds. Can you be more Irish? Jeez.
Give us a kiss, me darling, and I'll be off and away.
Take care of yourself.
Nels is like,
now,
what?
Now we're in a Three's Company episode because
misunderstandings. Yeah, it's just kind of, you know, crazy. Molly is cleaning the most broccoli I've ever seen anybody. I mean, she's literally cooking for herself and Nels, and that's it. But she has about 6 pounds of broccoli. It makes no sense. And it's also, if you're, it's kind of funny, you're washing broccoli in well water. So it's kind of.
Good evening, Molly.
Oh, Glory be Nels, you gave me such a start, you did. Sure, and I wasn't expecting you for another hour or two.
Well, I thought I'd quit early today. I have a present for you.
So we see him going through all of his stuff, and he picks out a really nice, like, she calls it a cameo. Yeah, I call it a brooch, but it's a cameo, and it is. It's very nice, and these were pricey, you know.
Whatever for, it ain't my birthday.
It's just to show you my appreciation of making me feel so at home here.
Oh, bless you, Nels. You didn't have to give me for that. It was my pleasure. What is it you got?
Can I have it?
Look, see.
Right.
Oh, by the beard of Moses and the prophet.
That's another. What was that? Did you catch that?
She's... Something about Moses and the prophet.
Oh, by the beard of Moses and the prophet.
So, having a beer the with beard. Moses and the prophet.
A cameo. Oh, it's such a grand and gorgeous one. Thank you, Nels Olsen. You're a lovely man, you are.
She's also wearing eyeliner, which I'm going... I think I've had this discussion before in the past, which it might have been accurate for the time to wear eyeliner.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, makeup is makeup. And this is where they get in their little smooch fest.
Right?
I mean, she goes...
Company coming up.
Yeah, and then Charles is like, don't mind if I do.
Oh. Whoa!
He's like, howdy do? He's like, save...
That's where his hair looks so unkempt.
He goes, save some for me, Nels.
Look at her. She's like, doing.
Yeah.
I'm glad to put you up.
Well, the sign's right and you're right, so what can I do for you?
Well, I was thinking about running a room, but it's still pretty early. I'll just press on for home change.
Before he's like, I'm looking for more of a family establishment. I wasn't aware that this was a brothel.
I'm sorry.
That's a strange one.
Now then, where were we?
Where were we before?
Oh my.
Now what would have happened if Charles didn't walk in, I wonder?
I think that Nels would have stopped. And he would have said,
no.
Back it up, Lassie.
Now, I just like Charles's self-righteous, holier-than-thou attitude.
I don't agree with that.
Oh, come now. Watch when Nels confronts him.
Yeah, well, Nels, he's like, I better go right back to Walnut Grove immediately and speak to that man.
Right? I don't want him to tell anybody.
Right. He basically takes out a knife and threatens Charles. Yeah. Like, you ever want to get out of debt, buddy? You ever want to buy sugar?
Yeah, Charles is the leverage now.
Yeah, a little bit.
You forget all debts.
A little bit, yeah.
In fact, we have free reign on that place.
Got two words for you, Nels. Erase debt.
Charles?
How you doing, Nels?
About yesterday, I wanted to explain.
You don't owe me any explanation.
Well, what you saw, what happened between me and the girl, I don't want Harriet to know.
Why?
Why? Why? Charles was on a bender. Look at that hair.
But, like, it'd be funny if he's like, so what? What do you mean? And just puts his hand out. It would take a very strong man to not let that secret slip.
Whatever happens, God-fearing man.
You and Harriet and the girl.
Her name is Molly. Molly Reardon. She runs the rooming house.
It's going to be Molly Olson pretty soon.
She's really a lovely girl, Charles, in every way.
All right, so I don't think he's selling his point here.
We enjoy each other's company. She makes me laugh like I haven't laughed in years. And most important, she makes me feel young again. I love Harriet, but...
Right there. Okay. There shouldn't be a but right after that.
I don't know. I'm all mixed up. I need some time to work it out. Can you understand anything that I've said to you?
No, I banged my wife last night. I'm fine.
He's like, by the way, that perfume, it really... Big score, big score. That was, yeah. Home run.
To understand. Yeah, you're right. How can I expect anybody else to understand when I don't understand myself?
Sounds like a song lyric.
Pa will play it on his fiddle later.
So we're going through all of the finances and...
This, like, Nels, you should have covered your tracks.
Right, just say you sold it. You have the money,
right,
cover it.
The money in.
Business?
Nels, did you sell a cameo?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, one's missing. One of the very expensive ones, too.
Are you sure?
Yes. I've checked it and double-checked it now.
Well, maybe I lost it.
Man, we always get tripped up.
Maybe I lost it. You can't come up with something better than I lost it. Oh, my God.
Way
to really be thinking on your toes there, buddy. I lost it. So in this next scene, he puts on... I mean, he looks like a game show host from 1974.
He looks like Bert Convy.
Because it's not though. I mean, I've seen worse.
Whoa,
but
really than that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you have too. You see people like throwing them on, but. So Harriet comes in and sees him wearing the piece.
What in the world is that?
What do you think it is? It's a hairpiece.
Oh, a hairpiece? Nails! It looks like a dead squirrel.
Now, her laughing at him, like, right? I get it. It's funny. It's funny. But... It's clear he's like embarrassed and midlife crisis.
Why does he stay with her?
Man has to look his best when he is on the road.
Well, I'd say if you want to look your best, you better bury that thing.
She's right.
Which is cackle.
It's true.
Oh, Nels makes you look like an old fool.
Leave it to you to say the cruel and cutting thing.
Aw.
Well, it's the truth.
Well, I don't want to hear the truth. Not your version of it, anyway. Goodbye, Harriet.
Nels! When will you be back?
I don't know when. Or if I'll be back.
Those are fighting words. Those are, yeah. You can't just throw that around.
Right, because now she's going to be changing the locks on the door.
Yeah. She's going to kill the kids.
Leave that house.
let's see. Molly's
Get the lawyers.
Molly's entertaining with that man again. Nels is all just like acting like a child, really.
Right?
Like, no, I'm bleh. She goes up to talk to him.
Nels.
Just had a hard day.
Well, you left in such a huff.
No, I thought maybe you wanted to be alone with him.
Glory be to the Shamrocks.
I'm using that one.
I think we have to write all of these down. These are like stickers waiting to happen. Actually, this should be kind
of... Yes.
This
yes.
might have to be pushed up to be our St. Patrick's Day episode. Glory be.
That would fit... I mean, it's not a romantic episode. It's for Valentine's, so...
Glory be to the Shamrocks.
Can you get it out that quickly?
Sure.
Why should I be wanting to be alone with Mida?
Mida.
He's your father?
Himself, Dan Reardon. He comes here regular.
Oh.
So, Dan Reardon? So, her name is Molly Reardon.
Yes.
Huh. I feel like that's somebody. Like, I don't know. Sounds like a familiar name.
Oh!
Your favorite dishes are getting cold downstairs, too.
Well, in that case, I'll be right down.
Good.
Oh, it's all right now.
Spoiler, it's not really her father. It's a brothel. Let's see. Now, this is where they're dancing around, they're entertaining, and this is where Nels gets another knife right in his heart.
I'm getting this try.
Oh, you were very good.
Ah, I used to be. But Bucko's our age. Can't keep up with the young lassies.
Bucko's our age. Like, I'm not as old as you, buddy. The guy's got a belt on, though.
Yeah, this guy looks worse in worse shape.
Yeah.
Sure, and it's all in your mind.
It's in me bones. I won't be able to move them for a week.
How about a beer?
Yeah, right. Have a little bit more of that Irish coffee. Leave out the coffee.
Which they have out there. You see it in front of them.
Totally. You need it.
To navigate the night. It's been a jolly meeting, you know. I suppose you'll soon be in the arms of Morpheus, too. Well, time catches up with us all.
What does that mean? You'll soon be in the arms of Morpheus, too. Who's Morpheus?
Something to do with the Matrix, I think.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. So Morpheus is a god associated...
of Morpheus.
It's a god associated with sleep and dreams. All right, so that one's pretty good, too. Who wrote this script? Holy cow.
Good night, Tal. I find my own way out.
Turn it down. Wow.
Now she's looking forward to something.
Yeah, like she's trying to set something up here.
What is it then?
Well, sorry.
Each other. 'Twill be easier in the happy event when you get around to asking for me and...
Now, that was strange. How long do you think he's been on the road for?
The course of 2 days.
I'm going to say,
say 6 months.
No, 6 months, you think?
That he's been going back and forth.
Wow, 6 months. I didn't think it would be that much. I was thinking, 20 days, maybe.
20 days?
Like, 3 weeks or something. But maybe more. All right, so we're thinking 6 months. All right.
What is it then? Can't cut your tongue.
Have you ever heard that saying? Just kidding.
I can't marry you, Molly.
What? Why not?
And that's the strange one, where it's like, why is she so enamored with Nels?
Right?
I mean, he's
never
nice,
understood, but... never get to find out.
Yeah. But you know what? He does the right thing here.
But I don't understand why he does the right thing. I don't understand why when he goes back, he's...
Because he's messing with a younger girl who has her whole life ahead of her. And he doesn't have the right to really do this when he has an entire life that he's going to go back to. He's made up his mind.
Old rich guys have been doing this since time immemorial. Yeah. Just look at, you know, the guy who leads Fox News, the guy who, the New York Post guy.
I'm not saying people don't do these things and they don't make the right decision for themselves. But I think that he's thinking that the right decision is waiting for him back in Walnut Grove. That's what I think.
Okay, Charles.
Well, first of all,
you should have a sidebar with Reverend Alden about this.
You've already got a father. You don't need another.
Oh, zing.
Yeah.
I hardly consider you my father.
Perhaps not consciously, but... I don't think what you feel for me is the same as what a wife feels for her husband.
I don't understand you now.
Well, you haven't had sex with me.
I'm flattered, Molly. And honored. But I think one day you'll find that I'm right.
I don't believe that.
I kind of wish she would get, like, mad and say, you get the hell out of here and, right? You know, throw one of these weird things.
That is why this episode is, like, so... It's from his point of view and the emotional devastation that he is leaving behind to go walking with Harriet later is just, I don't know.
I think he made the right choice. Awful. Personally, I think he made the right choice.
Wow. I would, oof.
He goes back and it's...
He's a fox, man.
It's... Yeah, and she's also just far too successful for him.
Has she never been with another guy? Like, again, where is this town? Like, nobody. Yeah.
8 miles away. So he goes back, and Harriet's actually putting in effort.
Willie, I told you to go to your room.
Why do I have to go to my room? I didn't do anything.
Because I want to be alone with your father.
Now, this is one of the few times that we see alcohol over and over again. I mean, obviously, we have the Irish coffee. Yeah. And now she just brought a decanter out, and it looks like wine to me. But
she says sherry later.
Yeah, she says it's sherry, but if you look at the sherry in the glass, it's much lighter than what's in that decanter.
It's cooking sherry.
What for?
You wouldn't understand.
Well, wow, Willie's reading.
Yeah, well, it's like one of these pulp books, you know. It's like,
yeah, that's adventure. What I was going to say. Yes. Yeah.
Yet anyway.
Well, he will be. His telegram said to expect him at 7 o'clock. Your father's always punctual. Now go to your room. Hurry up. Oh my!
Don't take into account traffic.
Traffic.
You get a pileup of those carriages.
A pileup, yeah, when you have to go over like a toll bridge or something.
That's a nice dress she has.
Yeah, she looks good.
Welcome home, Nels.
See, we discussed this from time to time.
She's wearing a cameo, too. Let's.
Yeah. She has like a choker on. Like she's a goth girl from the 90s. And, you know, it's weird. Like people are always like making comments and saying like Harriet's fat and all this kind of stuff. And she's really just somebody who is like a voluptuous woman. It's just a weird type of... It's just a weird dynamic on the show, how they constantly do that with her.
Hello, Harriet.
Left the screen door open.
Oh, you have a new suit?
Yes.
I like it.
A woman gave it to me.
Yeah, exactly. Molly made it.
She probably did.
You look very handsome, Nils.
Well, thank you.
Sure as the Pope's cap.
You look very nice.
Oh. Thank you.
Speak Irish. I want speak Irish.
Yeah, that's. I mean, she should have the red wig on. That would be helpful.
Especially for you.
Well, make yourself comfortable. I got some sherry for you.
So, yeah, I mean, all right, we have all the vittles out, you know? Dinner is being served. We're like, what? But, yeah, when he sits down, he has, even has a sherry glass, which is very nice.
Yes. Crystal.
Yeah. I thought it would be romantic if we ate by candlelight. And
they have that fern in the background. They have actually two ferns. If you look really closely. Two. Very fancy.
I made a roast.
Those peas look disgusting. I'm sorry. Oof. They're just not bright green.
The potatoes there, right?
The potatoes don't look so bad there, but that black mass, which was once protein. Blech.
Looks delicious.
Yes.
And she goes to cut it, and it's just hilarious.
Where's the gravy? Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah. It's like a half a gallon of gravy. It's going to need it. So she's trying to cut this thing, and the knife is bending.
Oh, no.
So Nels is, like, cracking up, which is kind of hilarious.
I wanted it to be so nice for you. I love you, Nels.
I think that Nels has a pretty good zinger here.
I wanted it to be perfect. And I did it by the book, too.
Be funny to, like, you see Charles in the background laughing. You know, this crazy laugh.
What's so funny?
Don't you see? My place is in the kitchen. Unless you want us all to starve to death. Look, nobody forced me to cook. I did it because I enjoy it.
And I hate it.
So what? The important thing is that you tried. It doesn't make any difference whether it worked out or not.
So they work it all out, which I just think
don't
is nice.
Understand how this resolves.
It's the sherry.
It must be.
Willie comes in and he's like, ooh.
And cuts it just fine, I might add.
Well, he'll eat anything, that kid. He's got a tapeworm. They go and take a nice stroll through town.
I still feel so bad about that. Gross.
No, I'm fine, really. Besides, what choice do I have? And the other place to eat in town is Nellie's. I'm certainly not going there.
Oh,
me neither.
Meanwhile, Molly's committed suicide.
We never hear about Molly again.
Again?
I would have liked to see her just, like, pop in sooner or later, right?
Right?
Something.
Or at least see Charles go back and visit her. Hey.
Hey.
Nels told me about you.
Hello, little lassie. Oh, my God. But, so that brings us to the very end. And then, as we watch, this is what we end up with. But, Chris, I want to thank you so much for doing this episode, as always.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, anytime.
A lot of fun.
We have to schedule another one. But so, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks a lot, Pat.
I don't know. I wish I wrote down some of those. Those were, like, ridiculous ones that she was saying. The mouse is growing on the wrong side of the log. And those kind of weird things. I don't know. But, yeah, she had some pretty good ones. And the Pope is smiling and in his cap. As sure as the Pope has a cap.
As sure as Patrick is a saint.
You have a pretty good Irish accent there. It's not bad.
I'm just copying her.
She's the key to a solid Irish accent.
I think so. Actors, take note.
Yeah, 100%, man. But, yeah, so again, thank you so much, Chris. You can follow Chris on VHS Rewind and numerous other podcasts that we do here and there. And I look forward to the next one. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider supporting Walnut Grovecast by heading over to patreon.com/walnutgrovecast.